This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The way conversationally. You ever wonder how many people are actually listening and paying attention? It's really kind of sobering when you get right down to it, especially given that there are fewer chances or fewer choices. And so here we are, holding down the fort, if you will, for lots of people, lots of radio stations, and people who listen online. DJVshow.com has a kind of a clever approach to doing a podcast. You can check out what's going on and find out where we really are in most of the issues if you want to do that. From morning till night, we're available. Help yourself. Jennifer Horn, available. Victoria Keelan, available. Kara Schillen, available. They insisted that we have the time together and be as open as we can be about things. It's kind of, I would say these are, you know, I was watching... There's an overview that's around now, sort of a documentary on the life of Farrah Fawcett. And I watched it on the plane coming back the other night, and I really learned a lot of things about her that I didn't know. But I was thinking about the three angels and how I have my own. Instead of Charlie's angels, these are Dougie's angels. How about that? Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara. Dougie's angels.
Which one's getting booted early and which one's going to pose for Playboy?
I think weren't there two blondes and a brunette? So it kind of does fit,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. It works out. All right. Speaking of working things out, the global epidemic, do we have one on our hands? The more I talk to doctors about this, the more it seems that it's almost hypocritical to look at this differently than most other flus, because everybody who has the norovirus has the typical flu-like symptoms, and so whether it's just a new form of the flu, fever, everybody who has it has fevers, feels weak in their body, they cough a lot, have a headache, and their lungs get filled up with crap.
That's okay, phew.
What?
Because that felt like my weekend until you said your lungs fill up, and that was okay.
Yeah. And so they come from a whole catalog of various things. So it's not the story of the coronavirus. It's another virus. You can call it what you want to.
There's so many different strains of the flu. There's something that I didn't even... Yeah, and there's something else called RSV. Have you guys heard of that?
No.
I didn't know what it was. My friend's mom is in the hospital right now, and she is being treated for cancer, and she got bacterial pneumonia. And apparently, there's a strain of something else that she was carrying because, you know, she had no immune system whatsoever after the chemo and everything. And my friend was telling me that it spread to the whole family, and it's called RSV. And I would love to have Jack or Ken talk more about it, but it turns out all the symptoms is exactly what I had. It starts with a headache, then it goes into your throat, and then it turns into like around a fever of around like 100, 101, never goes above that, but then like constant like chills and sweats. And then a lot of sinus congestion. Essentially, it feels like a really bad cold, and it's every symptom that I had. So maybe that's what I had, and not the flu. Maybe it was RSV, whatever that is. But there's so many things going around that have a similar kind of trajectory that I think people are confused if they have. How do you even know if you have coronavirus?
The same people that are worried about coronavirus are the ones, like all of us, I think, who didn't get their flu shot. You know, I mean, it's like you just take your chances and hope that your immune system is good enough to fight all this stuff off. So yeah. To your point, I think, yes, you're right. The doctors are like, whoa, take a deep breath, relax. But
yeah.
It's disheartening when you hear these stories. So here's where we are with the coronavirus. It's killed at least 490 people, probably more at this point, and infected more than 24,000 globally. It continues to spread beyond China. The virus is confirmed now in 25 countries and territories. Only two deaths have been reported outside of mainland China. There are around 3,700 people being held on a ship in Japan after a passenger who departed the ship tested positive for the coronavirus. So that's ongoing. I can't imagine being on a cruise ship with this. International researchers are still trying to get a vaccine together and halt the spread of the virus. There are some countries, including the United Kingdom, that are advising their citizens to leave China altogether. The United States has also done that, evacuating people out of Wuhan, not necessarily out of the whole country of China, but certainly we've been evacuating some of our citizens, and some airlines have been shutting down service to China. I think American, Delta, and United are on the list, at least. For us in the country, they're coming up with these areas where people can go if they've been diagnosed with the coronavirus.
Our country or that country? Which country?
In our country. So what is happening here, for me, I live in California, Doug, I know you're visiting, this is great news, that there are military bases in San Diego and the Bay Area, among four other facilities who have been chosen to house overseas travelers who have been evacuated because of the coronavirus. So the Pentagon confirmed that the Defense Secretary has approved a request to provide military housing for up to 1,000 people who have to be quarantined upon their arrival in the United States from overseas travel due to concerns about the coronavirus. So that comes to military bases now. The Pentagon said the Department of Health and Human Services asked for that facility, or asked for facilities capable of housing at least 250 people in individual rooms through the end of February. The Pentagon said locations selected to assist if needed are the 168th Regiment's Regional Training Institute in Fort Carson, Colorado, Travis Air Force Base in California, the Lackland Air Force Base in Texas, and the Marine Corps Air Station in Miramar, California. Woo!
Well, this whole thing, by the way, the most upscale airline, there are three or four airlines that Eritrea. Eritrea doesn't have an airline. Emirates and that, like, the Turkish airline is quite good. There are four or five, and among them is Cathay Pacific, which is a very upscale Asian carrier. They come to the major cities in America, and they fly all over the world. They have basically shut themselves down and given their 27,000 employees basically unpaid leave. Because they just are not flying anywhere. Their major hub one of their major hubs is Beijing, and of course nobody going in and out of there. So they fly from cities all around the world, the major cities, Paris, Frankfurt, London, you name the big city, and they fly into, they offer pretty upscale service, but they're just stopping their flights, period. End of story. So it's really, this thing is, has, whether it's getting out of hand or we just don't understand it, or it's the news media once again as the culprit. I think maybe there's a little of all of that stuff here. I want to spend some time talking about the European Union, what's going on with the UK since we went into effect the end of January. The work to make it final at the end of the year is already kind of exploding or imploding. I'm not sure which. They're trying to figure out what their trade relationship will look like. And so what they've agreed to at this point, if I understand it correctly, ladies, is the Brits are going to abide by the European Union laws, regulations, until the end of the year. And then Boring Boris says that the UK won't be bound by the rules, which is the dumbest friggin' thing he could say, because that's where all the money comes from. Their major trade, major tourism, all of that stuff comes from the European countries. They traveled as if they were going around the United States, like going from New York to Washington. You can't do that anymore under this new reality. Anyway.
Well, there are also so many other businesses. You know, remember last year when I think it was over 100 musicians in Britain wrote a letter together saying that they were against Brexit because it would pretty much decimate their royalties. And yeah. I'm not exactly sure how or why that is, but they said that the touring industry, I think the music industry is Britain's like second or third biggest export. Yeah. And and just for all the royalties and all the other issues, they haven't even figured that out yet. So that's just one thing that I've been reading about.
One of the other things, because I drive a Range Rover, I've been watching what they're made in England. They're owned by an Indian company called Tata Industries, but they've kept the facilities in England where they make the cars. And now it looks like there's going to be unless they move the whole operation out of England into some other place, like over in Asia somewhere, they may lose the ability to sell cars. Jaguar is made over there as well. And so what are these people? I just don't get what the hell they're thinking. I understand the anger that they have about immigration. We all have that. But to think this is going to fix it and then everything else is going to be swell, it just isn't. It's 2020, boys and girls over there. You got to figure that out. Meanwhile, the European Union, on another front, doesn't like the new peace plan for the Middle East. Seems to be almost universal, which is kind of too bad. And I say the same thing to them that I did the Palestinians. Okay, you don't like it? Swell. What's your solution? Instead of just everybody throwing darts and throwing knives and saying, oh, this is terrible, you can't do this, it won't effectively do that, blah, 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 blah. Okay, we got it. You don't like it. So what is the way to fix the problem? Why isn't everybody's head put together? They all say the same thing. It's like your parents criticizing you without giving you constructive reasons as to why you need to change your evil ways. Whatever, your wife, your husband. You have to offer solutions. If there is a problem that exists, and there sure as heck is in the Middle East, then what's your solution? Or is it all in everybody's best interest to keep the thing a tinderbox? I don't get why there isn't some other... Okay, at least we took the initiative, the United States working with Netanyahu, to come
up
with a
plan. Right, but I think part of the problem is there wasn't a single bit of Palestinian input
in the plan. Okay, I get it. I hear that.
I was looking at a map of explaining how this, because I was kind of confused, too. I'm like, all right, well, what exactly do the Palestinians want from this? I guess what happened, one part of the entire territory would be a Palestinian state completely encircled by Israeli, by an Israeli state. Obviously, that's not going to work. Probably for either one. Yeah,
right.
So
19
issues. Yeah.
19.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Ourselves at 23 after the hour on the DJV program with Doug and Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, you and me, with a new angle on a couple named Maddie and Tay. You'll have to help me with this one, ladies, because I don't know who Maddie and Tay are. They have another
two girls, going a duo, country duo.
Yeah, they've been around for a while, young girls.
You like them?
Yeah, a few of their songs.
Right. Let's listen to this and see what we think. All right, Kara, please.
I think some of their other stuff is a bit more like pop country. This is very
country
to me, which is not my favorite, but
it's kind of cute, actually.
I mean, they have really good voices. I was listening to a couple of their songs before this, they're very good at harmonizing.
Well, this is the second album they've come out. It's called The Way It Feels, set for release in April. Mark the first full-length release since their debut start here in 2015. Several of the tracks on The Way It Feels have been released as part of their pair of EPs, extended plays, what EP means, One Heart to Another, and Everywhere I'm Going, that Maddie and Tay issued last year. But The Way It Feels also reorders those existing songs and includes 5 previously unreleased songs that were co-written by these two, Maddie Marlow and Taylor Dye, their names. Their latest single, Die from a Broken Heart, is that we're listening to here.
Mm-hmm.
Inside the country top 40, in terms of airplay, anyway. Last year, Maddie and Tay spent a significant portion of the year opening shows for Carrie Underwood on the Cry Pretty Tour. So that means they're coming up on the world, I guess. In conjunction with a new album, they'll headline a few shows in mid-April before going with Lady Antebellum's Ocean 2020 tour that goes out in May. So, good luck.
Carrie Underwood made a big announcement that she handpicked these two, and I think that they were already sort of known, but they got a big boost by opening for Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, good. Good luck to them. All right, 26 past the hour now. It's time for us to focus on what's going to happen in a couple of days. On the 7th, that's Friday, Aubrey Sellers unveils Far From Home, a follow-up to her debut album from 2016, New City Blues. It's the anniversary, the four-year anniversary this week. Aubrey Sellers continues to cover a wide range of territory, musical territory, musically speaking, with advanced tracks from her forthcoming LP, the latest Lucky Charm, it's called. What is that we have here? Kara in the background, yeah? Yeah, I think Natty and Jay have a unique sound. I don't think this is unique. This is another scene.
It sounds a lot like a mix of Maren Morris and Miranda Lambert, sort of.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, she's from Nashville originally, lives in L.A. now. She co-produced Far From Home at Sonic Ranch Studios in Texas. Who owns that? Is that well-known for producing this sort of stuff?
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah, right. And the previous tastes of the new project, Food Worried Mind, that's been out for a while, a chronicle of Aubrey Sellers' struggles with anxiety and issues of self-confidence. And then there's a song called Drag You Down, and a collaborative with Stevie Earle on the Del McCoury bluegrass tune My Love Will Not Change. Do we have that?
Like, yeah. My love will not change.
Sound bluegrass to you? More
no, really?
No,
I guess they've done their own thing with it.
All right, so anyway, when their Far From Home is released next week, Aubrey Sellers will celebrate with a performance in New York as part of the CMT Next Women of...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Heart disease, if on the rise, clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We are advancing with unbridled optimism and lifting our citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed very, very high.
President Trump saying the state of the American Union is stronger than ever. In his annual State of the Union address, the president never uttered the word impeachment, but he did look back at his accomplishments since taking office. And going forward,
our agenda is relentlessly pro-worker, pro-family, pro-growth, and most of all, pro-American.
Before beginning his speech, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi extended her hand for a handshake. The president didn't take it. After his speech, Pelosi was seen tearing her copy of the text in half. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth.
The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, here we are at 34 after the hour on the DJV program. The latest, I suppose. We call this news talk radio. I call it full service radio because we're talking about all kinds of things and there's information attached to our conversations, which is kind of unique in and of itself. So that's why we hold the position that we do, and I've held it for a long time and I'm holding on. Keep holding on. Jennifer Horn, I'm holding on to her. Victoria Keelan, holding on to her. And Kara Schilling, yep, we're holding them all together. Keeping the band together, if you will. The idea is to get you to think every day. What do you expect, in a sense? We have special things happening every day, important things happening every day, big things happening every day. And I think sometimes we outperform ourselves, our expectations. We're all leading such busy lives. And sometimes I think to myself, after we're all done every day, that was pretty good. I learned a lot. See, that's the idea. The real challenge here, the real mark of success, is that if people listening to the program learn something, but if all of us listening to each other learn something, I think that's the real mark here of quality thinking and talking and programming. So that's the idea. That's the goal anyway, folks, if you wonder what's going on. All right, so Victoria, we were talking about this bear thing and Roundup and what's going on. The company that bought Monsanto out is Bayer Aspirin, basically. That's where Bayer Aspirin. They were the company that made the gas for the Germans during World War II. They changed their name for obvious reasons. but now they've become a huge factor when it comes to this sort of thing, controlling the world's food supply, and they have so many lawsuits. But one of the things, Jennifer, that flies in the face, and I say Jennifer, and I don't mean to sound pejorative, but there's almost an indefensible position that the Trump administration has come out with in the last couple of days, saying that Roundup doesn't hurt anybody, and basically it's okay. There's no, in the face of a family profiled on one of the ag blogs this week, the father, the grandfather, and now the son, all were sprayers. This is a large crop farm in, I want to say Montana, but I'm not sure now which state. It is not important to the story. Other than that, because, it was the uncle. It was the uncle, the father, and then the son. These men all died prematurely. And the thing that they had in common was that they sprayed their crops with Roundup. And so, I mean, these suits continue. How many are there? Probably, 5,000 of them now, I think, Victoria, against Monsanto and against Bayer.
No, it's actually in January. They had a court-appointed mediator in this whole business, and he put the number of Roundup cancer claims at more than 75,000.
Yeah. So, and how the EPA, it's laughable and it's embarrassing for them, and so obvious what the influences are. If you look at the people that are at the EPA and some of the other agencies, and their connection to outfits like Bayer, Monsanto, the drug companies, it's so obvious what's going on, where some of these regulators come from. And so here we go with all of these claims. Now, Bayer says, Victoria, they're going to pull Roundup from retail stores. Mm-hmm. What significance is that?
Well, you know, Roundup, as we know, or as, I don't know, maybe I don't want to assume people know this, but Roundup has been illegal in the EU, in the European Union, for many years, because their scientists have said from the beginning that it causes cancer. For whatever reason, and I'm sure there are many, our EPA here has consistently said, nope, it doesn't cause cancer, safe for human use, go for it, it's fine. And so what Monsanto is now dealing with, or Bayer actually, is dealing with $63 billion in takeover money. That's what it cost them. And I don't think they really knew how bad it was going to be taking over Monsanto as a brand. And so what they're doing now, and I'm sure their lawyers came up with this scheme, if they pull Roundup from retail stores, so if you can't buy it at Home Depot or Lowe's or a garden center or whatever, their strategy is, by doing that, it will cut down on the number of viable lawsuits. It will still be available to farmers. It will still be available to any large agricultural company that wants to use it on crops or whatever. It will still be available for public land. And this is something that the EPA did last year that a lot of people didn't talk about because our news cycle is just so insanely fast. But the EPA made it very difficult for local municipalities in every state to be able to say, no, on our playgrounds or in our public parks, we don't want Roundup because it's dangerous to the children who are sitting in the grass and playing. We don't want it. Well, it turns out with the way the EPA worded things, those local communities don't really even have a say anymore. It's all like government contracts. It's a mess. And it is worth looking into. If you have children or grandchildren who play anywhere in a public park, it's definitely worth looking into.
All right, let me add
what's being
to that.
Used there.
All right, let me add to that. You know, all of these, what is it, Turf Green, there are four or five companies around the country that put Roundup and other things from Monsanto into tanks and bring them around and fertilize your lawn. And then they put little sticks, yellow sticks in there with a skull and crossbones on it, to tell you to stay off of the grass until the next rain, when the stuff they put on the grass will go into the ground. So if they put a skull and crossbones on
these
little flags...
Well, you see those flags all the time. They're everywhere.
Well,
they're in my parents' apartment complex, my parents' home.
You let your children go out and play on that grass after it's been sprayed. You let your dog go out and roll around in it.
Yep.
What do you expect is going to happen? This is
exactly. But people just don't realize, because people are trusting, and people think, well, you know what? It can't be that bad if they're letting me walk my dog here, or if they're letting me let my kids play here in the park.
Can I ask?
a real question, like, because, okay, my uncle, for instance, is a farmer. He still uses Roundup. He's smart. He knows what works for his crops. So why are people like my uncle, I'm imagining he's not the only one sitting in Wisconsin with a bunch of soybeans and dairy cows, using something that is so bad? Why?
Because it helps.
I mean, I understand. I understand part.
They grow more crops. It costs them less to get rid of the weeds rather than doing it the alternative way of actually having to go out and cultivate like I did. It saves money and
gets
it makes
rid
them
of bugs.
Right.
So
it does that on the surface. How old is your uncle?
87.
Yeah, good for 89, him.
89, maybe.
Yeah.
And
right.
still farming.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's probably not.
Well, it depends on how much exposure he has, obviously.
Yeah,
to it. But
it
you
is.
Know, but I think the question
for the whole his whole life. I mean, my God, he's been a farmer since he came back from the Korean War, I think.
But yeah. I would wonder what he was using before Roundup was a thing, you know, that people were using like
it
that.
Wouldn't, it's not going to kill everybody any more than a lot of other stuff kills everybody. But the numbers, Jennifer, are so overwhelming now. It's so obvious. And some farmers don't want to hear it because it gets to their bottom line. But what it also
does
is ruin the soil. It's horrible.
Well,
is it?
The other thing, and it does. It ruins the soil. That's true. But the other thing that people don't realize, we have an epidemic right now that I don't know why this is not something that's being talked about on a global level. We have an epidemic of horrific drinking water in America. The EPA just softened even more restrictions that protected drinking water so that big ag can continue to use even more pesticides and not have them worry about being fined for having the runoff, which goes into our drinking water. Whether you see the little yellow flag on the playground or wherever, they tell kids you can't go on the land until it rains. Where do you think all that water goes? It goes right into our drinking water supply. We're drinking cancer-causing chemicals. Talk to Aaron Brockovich. Google something. It's everywhere, but no one's doing anything about it.
Well, now there's more and more. I saw a study this past week of 60 different cities and every single one of them. I think I said, I know I talked about it on the air. It makes Flint look like Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck.
Yeah.
The stuff that's in the water everywhere. And it isn't all just from the Roundup sort of thing. It's from all kinds of things.
My neighborhood has people pottying on the streets.
That's what's in our water. Yeah.
And well, right, anybody who fertilizes their lawn, you know, that's where it goes. The water only, you know, runs downhill. It's got to go somewhere, and it ends up in our drinking supply. So unless you're using a really strong water filter, you're just ingesting all of that. And think about your kids and your dogs. I mean, it just blows my mind that. And in Newark, New Jersey, where you know I don't live in Newark, but I'm in New Jersey again. And in Newark, they want every single household to pay $1,000 for a water filter. No one in Newark can afford $1,000 for a water filter. And so they're just going to say, well, you know what? I'm going to have to take a chance because it's either pay the rent or live on the street or pay $1,000 for a water filter. It affects all of us, but I'm lucky. I pay close to $75 a month for water filtration, but other people can't afford that. So it just, once again, the divide between the haves and the have-nots is just getting further and further
apart.
Well,
it speaks to what we're not aware of and what we continually have hidden by interest.
Well, and also, let's be real here. I mean, it's all nice in a perfect world, but for people who are living and dying by their bottom line, you know, if there are no cheaper, more effective alternatives, what are people going to do? So,
are we talking about the water?
I'm talking about all kinds of the whole aspect of it is that we all say, well, we should have this water filter, or we should use something else on our farmland. I mean, what's the viable alternative?
Farmland, it's easy. I can tell you, farmland is easy. You go back to cultivating the way it used to be done before the Roundup made it easy for the weeds to go away. The problem is it doesn't kill the seeds, so the weeds come back even stronger.
Yeah, so you have to keep buying more. So I'm a capitalist. So there's got to be room for someone who can go out there.
There are a lot of farms.
You're a capitalist, but you're not a murderer. You're not a killer. And that's what this stuff is. There's no way in the world.
There's got to be room in a market to come up with something better and more effective.
It's the same.
That
okay.
Would make people want to use
I,
that.
I
on
agree
a
with
small
you.
Family
and there is
level, there
organically,
are.
Organically, yeah.
Yeah, there are. Yeah. But here, the thing is, though, in order to get, and Jen, you probably know this even just through wine, in order to be certified as organic, or your soil, and at least this is just, I know, holds true for vineyards, it's got to be a minimum of 10 years of not using any pesticides before that soil can be deemed organic. And a lot of people don't have the time or the money to invest in that. And that's unfortunate. Some vineyards, some smaller vineyards are doing it. It all across Europe, you know, they haven't used pesticides. And so a lot of people are just, you know, I only buy European wine now. Because every, even organic wine in America tests very high for all kinds of pesticides.
The organics, it should be because of what's happened with Big Ag. It's all been bastardized. And the organic label doesn't mean anything anymore. It's nonsense.
But, you know, but to go back to Jen's question, what do you do? Well, I think, why are we not talking to European farmers? They thrive, and they've gone without pesticides
much better
for a
agricultural
long time.
And the European, English, French, all the European farmers, the land is much healthier. The food is much better over there.
Well, the soil has more nutrients, and that so therefore the food has more nutrients.
Well, we'd have plenty of nutrients, too. I had my soil tested last year on the farm. It was great because I don't use any of this stuff. It lacks a little. It needs lime. But other than that, pretty wholesome. All right, here we are at 46 and change past the hour on the DJV program.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
It's time for our weekly visit with Warren Eckstein, not to be confused with his daily pet tips that you can hear every day here on the DJV program. But Warren is here live and in person, live from New York. No, wait a minute. Live from Los Angeles. It's early in the morning. All right, so Warren hosts the Pet Show, heard around the country every weekend. Great times are had by all. You love your pets. You'll love listening to Warren. Find him and the stations, and you can listen to podcasts and the replays of the program at petshow.com. We've had National Doggy Date Night this week. Going back, I was looking at the history of dogs, Warren, 12,000 years plus we've had them. And so now we're, I guess, the contemporary way of acknowledging your relationship with a dog is to take your dog out for dinner or take them for a hike or take them someplace. And this is really kind of, this is not something that should happen once. Doggy Date Night should happen every day, right?
That's exactly what I'm thinking. You know, well, who needs date? That's my every day. That's my routine every day. Yeah. Taking my dog here, taking my dog. So, but I guess, you know, sometimes if you give it a name, people that don't spend enough time with their dogs will feel guilty enough and maybe spend a little bit more time. In fact, there's a, in Southern California this week, in fact, today, there's a big mixer going on for singles and pets. So it's not so much for the dogs, it's for single people that love that? Dogs and have dogs to kind of get together.
Where is that?
That's a good idea.
I'll have to send you an email. It's the Annenberg. It's not too far from you. It's the Annenberg Dog Rescue. I'll shoot you an email.
Yeah, all right. So the in this survey for Doggy Date Night, 1 out of 5 single and married women said they'd rather take their dog out for a walk than their romantic partner. That's
how about this? How about this? 25% of pet guardians now say they'd rather spend Valentine's Day with their pet than with their significant other. How about that statistic? 25%. So, Doug, I got to tell you. Okay.
Go ahead. No.
I was just going to say, of all the questions I get asked, I got asked a weird one. Do you ever notice, I hate to bring this up, but do you ever notice that when you just before your dog or when your dog is in the process of pooping, he looks at you?
The eye contact and the pooping is very bizarre.
No, I haven't noticed that. Really?
Well,
when Daisy takes a poop, she'll turn around and look. Yeah, I guess now that you think about it.
Well, there's a reason for that. And you see, these are the things that keep me up at night. Here's what happens, is that when a dog is in the process, first of all, most dogs will circle before they poop. And the reason they do that, they're in a very vulnerable position when they're eliminating, and they'll kind of find where the wind's coming from behind them so they can tell if there's any predators coming. So that, a lot of dogs will circle, going back to ancient instinct. But most dogs will look at their owner or guardian when they're pooping because, again, they feel insecure. So making that facial contact with their guardian or owner makes them feel more confident when they're eliminating.
That's like the nicest thing I've ever heard about pooping.
By the way,
I can write a whole book on pooping, believe me.
On this way, you should. The Scoop on Poop. That could be the name.
Scoop on Poop. There you go.
Scoop on Poop by Warren Eckstein. Warren, by the way, has written a number of books, which you can find also at petshow.com, the pet show. So California, you know, ranks as the state with the most spoiled dogs. Did you know that? More spoiled.
And the most, why would that not make sense? They have the most spoiled people. They might as well have the most spoiled dogs.
Wow. I knew that was going to be your response. There was a dog that was dumped for being too old. Remember the dog bowl, that 17-year-old dog named Carly? Turned up the dog bowl 3, accepted. Supposedly, if you're older than 15, you can't get into the dog bowl. I don't know, why would that be?
No.
In terms of like how old?
No. That dog was dumped at a shelter at the age of 15 because the owners said that they thought that she was too old, and then, which is ridiculous. And then people didn't adopt her because they thought she was too old. And then eventually a rescue came in and she just bounced right back and thrived. And now she was in the dog bowl, Super Bowl weekend. And she's almost 18 now and she's bouncing around. She's doing great.
You're not a big fan, Warren, of these sorts of things, right? Doggy is on parade.
I have mixed emotions. I like it only because an example like this may encourage other people to go out and adopt older pets. Let's face it, the older dogs are so much more difficult to find homes for. Yet more and more people are now searching out and are adopting older dogs. And I really push that on the radio show all the time. In other words, adopt an older pet. It's a lot easier for people to adopt an older pet. Puppies will find homes at shelters. Kittens will find homes. But that older dog or older cat. So even though this may be a little bit over the top, I think it's a great idea. Anything that can convince someone or get someone in the right direction to adopt an older dog or an older cat, I'd like to see them do more work. And they did some this year with dogs with challenges. One of my closest friends runs dogs with disabilities in Bethesda, just outside Bethesda, Maryland. I'd like to see more dogs adopted and more cats adopted with challenges as well, because you know what? They don't know they have challenges. The only thing around them that knows they have challenges are the people.
Yeah. All right, some good advice. Check out Warren's website, ThePetShow.com, Warren Eckstein, here on the DJV program. Love having Warren here. Everybody always responds so positively to you because that's the kind of guy you are.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.